Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
It's just
hey
the word
everybody,
that
pops. Welcome back to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you from beautiful Keystone, Colorado, here in Consensual Studios at 545 Productions. I'm Ben Hollywood Whitmore, and we're joined in the studio by your hosts, as always, by the incongruent Benji Pickens.
Hey!
I like your pronunciation on that.
And the obtuse
incongruent
Mr. Maximus Surak. Geometry jokes today.
I know, math in the house.
This is your podcast where we take your topics and turn them into our show for 30 unedited minutes.
Uncut. Lucky you!
Lucky you, unless something fucks up on my laptop and then we have to stop for a second.
Cut.
But then it is cut. But we can't do it without you.
No.
Max is going to tell you all about it.
It's your show, but first I want to know if Benji's incongruent...
You're obtuse. I'm acute.
Are you acute? Okay, I figured that's
acute.
Where you're going to go. But I was curious.
I was going to say isosceles, but then I was like, I don't know the adjective.
Isosceles. You're acute.
Yeah. T-shirts. Get your damn T-shirts for your topics on
free
the
hat.
Show. Free hat. Look there. You got a free hat, man. How do you get that? By giving us topics. Questions make the best ones. You guys make this show go round. We can get hats next time.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys, y'all, the show is for you. You make it happen, and we really appreciate it. And we send you T-shirts when we draw your topics out of the bowl. You can twank us on the Twitters, at Ig and Un. You can hit us up on the Facebooks, message the show, become a friend of the show. You can email us, topics at ignorantanduninformed.com. Visit the website, stream all the episodes, download the episodes, click the topics button, participate, get your shirt.
That's
help
right.
us out.
And don't forget about Customer Appreciation Day coming up on July 23rd. What we're going to do that day is everybody's going to send us a dollar via PayPal, however you want to do it. Just make those checks out to Ignorant and Uninformed, Benji Pickens, and send us a dollar because we appreciate you guys being customers. Boom. Get in there, Ben.
Yeah.
Get us a topic.
It's topic time.
Topic time.
Oh, that one right there.
Oh.
Customer Appreciation Day, where customers show us how much they appreciate
us.
Yes. Isn't that right? Isn't that how it works?
That. Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
This is from Germ Jam.
Oh, yes. I've actually been waiting for a topic from that dude.
Nice. It says, let's play Mary Fuck Kill.
Okay.
Zooey Deschanel, Katy Perry, and Emily Blunt. Do we all know who those women are?
Not
I know who
Emily
two,
Blunt.
I do not know who Emily Blunt is.
Did you see The Devil Wears Prada?
Mm-mm.
Go no. something less.
Did you see that movie with Tom Cruise about the time traveling and the aliens? The girl in that.
Okay.
The one who was the bitch.
Okay, I'm going to say kill her because I don't fucking really.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, I got nothing. It's okay, man. We'll rock this out.
Yeah.
All right, Mary Fuck Kill, Zooey Deschanel.
Blonde, brunette, or?
She's Emily Blunt. Oh, he's got the phone calls.
Blowing up, man. Oh, Benji's on the calls. Oh, he's coming.
Here it comes.
Get out.
Here it comes.
Run,
he's
buddy.
Running out of the studio.
Sorry, man. There's wires everywhere. There's cords everywhere. Benji's on call.
We don't make it an excuse.
We were double dipping.
We're riding that pony.
Yeah, that's
chasing
all right.
the dragon.
That's all right. So,
all
Emily
right, so
Blunt.
let's talk about these fine, fine women. All right. Emily Blunt is...
Blonde, brunette.
Kind of a redhead.
Oh.
Sometimes. Like a strawberry blonde,
oh,
I would
okay.
say.
Okay.
Maybe she changes her hair color.
Okay.
She might be a brunette in real life.
Okay. But. So two actresses and a musician.
Yes. Zooey Deschanel's got that, like, you know who Zooey Deschanel is.
I do.
Right? She's got...
Elf and...
Yeah. Okay. She was blonde in that movie, which was really weird. She's kind of brunette and bangs and like dark raven-haired.
Right. And she's
brunette.
Like the quintessential hipster.
Yeah. She's kind of the hipster spokesperson right now.
Right.
She's on the show called New Girl.
I've heard it's awesome. I've never actually checked it out.
It's actually pretty funny.
No, that's what
because of the ensemble. Like the three guys that she moves in with are way better than her.
Okay.
In that, like, she's funny and quirky and like, but that to me, that's kind of like it gets old really quick with her.
Okay.
She, in my personal opinion, of Zooey Deschanel. So that's why she's not going to be my Mary pick.
No.
But.
But would you fuck her or would you kill her?
Probably. I don't know. I wouldn't kill her.
Well, then.
I might, though, because that hipster bullshit gets real tired real quick.
Fair.
See, I have a huge thing for Katy Perry, so I oh my God.
I did not know.
So hot.
That's funny, because I would kill Katy Perry.
Right. Well, I figured you would, because because music is very important to you.
It is very important
and like, and
to
I don't,
me.
I don't particularly need to know what she does in the studios.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and it's also
she's nice to look at. She'd probably be my. I'd probably fuck Katy Perry.
Yeah, that's cool.
I probably wouldn't marry her, but that means I'm either I'd marry Emily Blunt. I would marry.
Yeah, I mean, she's gonna be my Mary. I think without ever having met her, it's gonna be very old world arranged marriage.
She's very beautiful. Like she's kind of like a. She looks like a supermodel. I mean, she's like beautiful. They're all beautiful women. Like,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I mean, I think
that's a very interesting group of women in that.
The thing for Katy Perry too is I think she was like a Christian rock star. Or
she started out as a Christian pop artist.
Okay.
And she went, you know, triple myrrh or whatever it was.
Dude, I just watched that episode again. And I had completely forgot about the albums going myrrh.
Yeah.
Dude, so goddamn funny. So funny.
So brilliant. God, those guys are so fucking smart. Good. It's just amazing.
All right. I'm going to have to look up Emily Blunt after this episode because I'm curious what my new wife's going to look like.
It's an arranged marriage.
It is.
You don't
this
know.
Is what I'm saying, man. I have my goats prepared.
We've decided that both of us are going to marry Emily Blunt, apparently.
Yeah.
So that's –
But I'm going to kill Katy Perry.
He's going to kill Katy Perry. I'm going to fuck Katy Perry.
And I'm going to fuck Zooey Deschanel.
And
I'm going to marry Zooey Deschanel. So that 100%, dude. I think she's the cutest fucking thing ever,
yeah?
Man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in love with that little girl. She's awesome. So I'd definitely marry her. Fuck Katy Perry because she's a dirty bitch who will take it in the ass. I used to have a friend that used to say there's two types of women in this world. And this is not my quote. He said there's two types of women in this world. Girls who take it in the ass and girls who reluctantly take it in the ass. Katy Perry is both of those girls.
Wow.
And I think that would be a lot of fun with her.
Okay.
And then Emily Blunt, I'd probably just kill her. She's cute, but I don't think she's marrying material.
Okay.
Zooey Deschanel is absolute marrying material.
Okay.
Sure. See, I think I would probably end up killing Zooey Deschanel, given that choice of women.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that is the topic.
She annoys you, or you just don't like cute
I think that hipster bullshit would get really, really old really quick.
The characters that she plays, or?
No, like, I think she really is like that. She's I play a ukulele and wear oversized glasses and walk around the town of Portland and give sandwiches to homeless people.
I would put so many things on those glasses.
all of the parts.
Yeah. And I would try her falafel or whatever the fuck she wanted me. Yeah, I would absolutely marry her.
Vegan.
Yeah, vegan falafel.
Veganaise.
Yeah, veganaise bullshit. It's
Portobello
just
sandwiches.
Holy shit.
It's just like veganaise is the best shit in the world. It is so goddamn good.
What is it?
Chipotle veganaise. It's like a Chipotle. It's like
Chipotle
veganaise.
The pepper
like
or
mayonnaise.
Chipotle like the place?
No, like
and
the pepper.
And their vegan.
It's like Chipotle flavor.
Okay. Hey,
Chipotle's vegan.
There's like a garlic one. There's like a garlic one. It's just the flavor of it.
Oh, okay, okay. I got
but
you.
Like
and what
spicy?
Is veganaise made out of?
I don't know. Probably soybeans or something.
Oil. But I don't know what
there's
they
no
use
eggs
the
in it.
Yeah.
So you know. It's basically mayonnaise, flavored mayonnaise.
Like cauliflower. Cauliflower.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
They put cauliflower in like everything.
That's so true. What the fuck? I've never
everything's
heard
good. It's like, I've had like buffalo cauliflower before. Like,
Kevin made up that shit one Wednesday.
Yeah,
sure.
No, it's become the new mashed potato because it's way healthier than potatoes. So it's definitely become like the new mashed potato.
Cauliflower,
so,
mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they have fried cauliflower where they actually slice them and dip them in flour and fry them and all that.
Spaghetti squash. Spaghetti.
Yeah, which is delicious. I actually really enjoy that.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not the same.
It's not
spaghetti
real spaghetti.
No, it's
I
definitely
do like
not.
Spaghetti.
No, everything like that it's good for gluten-free. It's good for vegan. It's good for this. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it never tastes like what it should. Now, I guess if you eat that years and years and years, then you'd be like, oh, fuck, this real mayonnaise tastes disgusting.
So yeah,
you could probably taste the, taste the grossness.
I don't know, man.
That's fair.
You went totally, was it veggie or vegan for a month?
I went veggie for a month.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
It's good, man. It changed the way that I mean, it definitely changed the way that I eat now.
Yeah? Do you eat less meat now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
No, I most rarely eat meat. Rarely will I make meat unless I'm, like, having a bunch of folks over. But if I'm just cooking for me, it's almost always veggie. A little bit of
really?
Fish. Yeah.
That's funny because, as you well know, I my whole meal is centered around a giant hunk of meat.
Yeah, deadly.
Yeah, so interesting.
Dude, you're looking good, man. Whatever you're doing is working, man. You dropped a bunch of weight.
Yeah, I did. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm way less fat now. It's nice.
Nice.
That's good. So that means when you're fucking Katy Perry.
Right.
She'll look good.
I don't know.
She'll be more into it.
Maybe.
I don't think she'd give a shit. I think she just all she sees is dick and balls
and candy floating. Does she have some video where there's like candy everywhere or some shit?
Yeah, that's probably California Girls. It's kind of set in this weird like Candyland.
Oh, okay.
Video and then Snoop Dogg is like
Candyman.
Whatever.
The Candyman can. The Candyman can.
I want to see Snoop Dogg impersonate Sammy Davis Jr.
I think he could do a good job.
I think he could. He could. I don't know. I just
they have
I
a similar
Katy,
face.
Katy Perry is so goddamn hot.
Like, what, so what is it about? What is it about Katy Perry?
She's
that
alluring.
Does it for you?
I don't know. There's just something.
And that's
about
who you
want to like,
marry?
No,
that's who you
want to fuck her. I'm
oh, okay.
Marry Emily Blunt.
Oh, okay.
She looks like she's got a good head on her shoulders. I feel like we'd be able to financially plan our future together.
Okay.
You know,
a good partner.
Interesting.
Yeah.
A good partner in life. Yeah.
Interesting.
I wonder about like any of these girls' politics or like beliefs or
now,
ideas.
Now here's the thing.
Or
that's where I think that I would like Zooey Deschanel.
Okay.
Emily Blunt, man, I feel like she would be too opinionated. Where you just want to be like, just shut up.
Okay.
She's like, I'm going to Africa because they give a fuck what I say. And you're like, no, they don't. No, no, they don't.
I'm going to adopt four children. Bring them all home to us.
Oh, is she British?
She's British.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but see, there's just
sweet.
No.
Dual citizenship. I'm down.
Yeah.
I stand
yeah.
by my choice.
See, okay. Now she's a little bit like, she's kind of Kate Mossy, though. She's like really thin. And the other two girls are a little more curvy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would certainly prefer that.
I do. I mean, I like curves, but I also like them thin.
Really, really stick thin
see,
girls.
Zooey Deschanel would like a little bit of ass play, but not anal, because that would be, hey, don't you do that. And that would be adorable. And like everything about her, I think, would be just awesome to
marry.
To live
to
with.
Marry. Right. And to fuck.
To live with.
Yeah.
So on the 75th Tuesday.
Yep.
You're cool with.
Yep. That quirky little bitch. Yep,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Gotcha.
As annoying as she wants to be, she would frustrate me, but I would just absolutely love it.
Okay. I
you
like
know?
It.
It's very interesting.
She'd want to go to stupid fucking Al fundraisers, and I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? But I would dress up, and I would go with her. I'd put on my bow tie and
oh,
fucking go.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't
you'd,
do that.
You would be her monkey.
I would.
I'll dance for you, Zooey Deschanel.
I would.
Wife?
I would. If she wants to support me, I would absolutely start to do that as well.
Okay.
She has a but, sister who's on TV, too.
But I feel like I could just sit on a nice Chase lounge outside in L.A. and just read books and swim all day.
Okay.
You could just be the house husband while she goes out and makes her TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'd do that.
And then, just shower her with attention when she's
the
around.
The more I'm thinking about this, the more I feel like Emily Blunt would be way higher maintenance than the other two.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I just agreed to marry that.
Well, so you can change your mind, Ben.
She seems like an uppity, British-y nanny to me.
Okay.
Like skinny and stern.
She's
and maybe
hot,
that's
though.
Maybe that's the
they're
appealing.
All
she,
beautiful.
No, I mean, they're all beautiful. That's why they're on TV. They're not, you know.
They're not unattractive.
I mean, yeah.
I wouldn't kick them out
like,
of bed.
Elizabeth Warren's not on that list. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't
Hillary
find a woman
Clinton.
With power sexy?
Elizabeth Warren.
A woman in a,
you don't find a woman with
woman
high
in
morals
a men's
and
suit.
Ethical codes?
you're not into shoulder pads?
Yeah, women in men's suits are very attractive. Yeah, no.
Remember Janet Reno?
Yes. I do remember him.
Every night.
I do remember him. I used to love it. Who was it? Will Ferrell that did it. The awesome Janet Reno.
Time.
And I think they also had John Goodman do her one time on Saturday Night Live, which was hilarious.
Janet fucking Reno. Talk about someone who should be on the Supreme Court. That would be. She'd be a great choice.
Probably.
Are you kidding me?
There's enough men on there.
Janet Reno. It's Reno time.
It's Reno time. Come on, brother.
John Cena.
Oh, man. Yeah. She's interesting.
Man, like, I feel like I could kick it on the English countryside with my, like, cold, detached British wife and
no, you could.
Drink tea. And...
You could.
You would
yeah.
be just fine. A little cottage.
Because she would leave you alone.
Yes.
Because she doesn't want your attention either.
Yeah,
right. You know, so you could have that,
each other
that quintessential, like, both reading
loveless
the newspaper
marriage.
Brunch that you so desire.
That I so crave and need. Yeah.
I'll read my like, paper. Oh, you read your paper. We will not discuss these papers.
Oh, no. Did you hear? Parliament is in a tizzy again. Mm.
Shut up, Emily. You don't love me.
I've never loved you. I was
forced
to marry
Max
you.
Suddenly puts
because
on a British accent every time.
Because I fucked Zooey Deschanel and I killed Katy Katy Perry.
I can't believe you made me kill Katy Perry.
I'll always
you
hold,
bitch.
I'll always hold that against you.
Ben was going to marry that girl.
I know. He watched me kill his former future wife.
Katy Perry would have blown me. I'm just saying, walk away.
I'm just saying,
if I would have done the opposite, I'd be getting a blowjob right now.
Right now.
Are you done with the sports section? That's how that conversation
can we
would
go
end.
Play Quidditch?
That's it, man.
Yes.
Right, uptight.
Yes, we can.
But you could play that role. I couldn't.
Okay, I got you.
You know, you could definitely play that role.
No,
I could not.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go be like a British socialite.
Yeah.
Get some tweed.
I might marry Katy Perry now.
Oh, yeah? Just fuck Zooey Deschanel? Or are you going to fuck Emily Blunt? I don't know. British accents.
So you
hot,
wouldn't mind
man.
If your girl was off blowing a bunch of other dudes?
I don't think she's as dirty as you think. She used to be a Christian artist.
So you know she's dirty.
So, are you trying to make a
are you trying
point
to
for me or you?
So that's a point for both. Right?
Listen, we could make it work. I know she's going to be on the road a lot. I'm going to be taking care of the kids. But
well, that's even better because I would do dirty bus. Shit to her while we listen to Amy Grant. You
wow.
know, sing about wow. Jesus.
El Shaddai. Wow.
Yeah, you listened to a lot of Amy Grant.
I did.
Didn't you?
Oh. The youth group when I was. Oh God, I was in that.
No,
youth
I can totally see that.
Time.
I can totally see that.
Mostly,
but
for
that was
a
like,
girl.
Man, was arguably that's the first.
No wonder you're into Katy Perry.
But that's the first drama club slash theater that kids are really introduced to, in my opinion. Man, is.
Youth group,
man, in my opinion, because it's very like, hey, put out your feelings and put out your emotions and put out, be who you want to be and love God. And, you know, it's very, to me, theatrical in a sense.
I had a lot of like Christian t-shirts when I was like 15.
Say, I love
dude,
faith.
Dude, what?
Like they were like, it was like, remember those things? It was
rad
like,
faith.
Yeah, it was like red face. Salt life. It was like salt of the earth. Yeah. You are the salt of the earth. And blah, 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 blah.
No shit. Do you? What was your favorite?
God, I don't even remember.
Because
I've totally always pictured
one,
Ben as
one,
this kid.
There was
always.
One that was like. I had one that was like a. It was like there was like Gold's Gym. Remember those?
Oh, it was God's Gym.
Yeah, it was. I think it was. Yeah. Lord's Gym or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've seen that
like,
shirt.
It was like Jesus crunching a... but he had a cross on his back. Like,
sure.
It was like him, like he fell over and he was pushing the cross.
Getting
up.
Swole with doing
and it. Was like,
pushing
it was like
the
Lord's
cross
gym.
On his back.
Yeah. Like, it was like sacrifice beyond measure.
That's dope.
It was like, because there was this like movement in the late 90s and early 2000s of like this... Like young life and
yeah yeah
Christian.
And born again totally. Like
yeah,
virginistic
like, but like making it cool
promise
like,
rings
like
and promise to
Christ,
be faithful to God
you know?
Yeah,
yeah
totally like,
yeah.
No that was a real big push to get
we went,
younger
we went to these conferences,
the younger generation man like yeah. Those churches like The Rock now where yeah. It's like come on everybody put your hands together for God all right you wait, know you've seen them
I want to hear about Ben's conferences
yeah
oh we went to these conferences and it was like you know there was always like we were trying to you know people would come to the altar and be like saved and I went like four or five times and
were there dirty bitches?
Oh God, I was in this youth group for a girl. Like that was like
how did
it all comes down
to
it. Horribly.
Okay.
Horribly.
And there's a lot of making out in lock-ins and stuff like
oh,
that,
God.
Like Christian lock-ins
so,
and stuff like that.
It was always like, who's dating who?
It's really, dude, it's just
to hook up with the beach weekend and who wants to hook.
Yeah, it's like a separate social environment that's not school for junior high kids.
Yeah.
And it's like they can have their junior high week. And then they could go as be as dirty as they want at a church locker.
I tried
I remember
so
that.
Hard to get with this girl. Oh, man. She was just never having it. It just never worked out.
Yeah.
There was this one time that this one girl, like, I dated her for, like, a couple weeks who was in my youth group. That never – and it, I remember we were at, like, this Italian restaurant with a bunch of the other kids. And she gives me this note. And she goes, go to the bathroom and read this. And I was like, what? Oh my God!
I'm breaking up with you.
And then, so, no, this is before. And then it was like one of those. Do you like me? Check yes, no, maybe. And I was like, what? And I was like, and so I'm in the bathroom, right? And I have this note. This is a weird story. But I was like, how do I don't have a pen. Like, what do I do? So
you didn't mark it with feces,
semen.
Blood.
I poked a hole in the paper. I like wetted my finger and I was like, boop, and like just broke through the paper in the yes column. And I was like, and I think that relationship was doomed from the start because of that moment.
That's a fantastic story. When's the last time you thought about that?
I don't know, a decade at least. Probably several decades. But it was like, I was like 13, you know, this pudgy little fat kid with bleach blonde tips. And like,
when you were
with my Lord's gym t-shirt.
Sure,
dude,
man.
So it's funny, like, you can actually gauge my life through the t-shirts that I've had. Like, there have been three movements
of
t-shirts.
There's an interesting, yeah.
Like, the first started out with, like, all of these free video game promotion shirts, because I used to work at a video game store in high school.
Okay.
And then they transitioned slowly into, like, concert shirts. From, like, my hippie music days in college. And now they're mostly, like, snarky internet shirts. But there have been three phases that you
could follow
my history.
Path of the t-shirts.
Yeah.
I've had, like, several looks over the years that was, like, that's how I would track my stages in life was, like, and then at some point in, I think it was probably early high school, I started wearing what I am wearing today. Jeans and a plaid button-up shirt with the sleeves rolled up, and that was like that was my look. That was what and I just stuck with that. Kind of at some point cemented. I went through a polo phase in college, but that was also the time that, you know, kids were doing that and they would pop in the collars and shit. And I tried that and I could never do it. So I just pulled the collars down.
No, you can't pull that off. You're not that guy.
It's not
you're
me.
Not
I
that
couldn't,
guy.
I couldn't do it.
You're not that douchey, man. You're two of a considerate, like, caring individual.
Yeah. I wanted to be that, like, you know, Hollister,
cool.
Like, beach
yeah,
kid.
But
like,
you're
you
not
know,
that
like,
kid.
Sure. Khaki pants, beat up jeans, and a double polo.
Flip flops.
I could never do it.
I can't wear flip flops. I was always too chubby to wear just fucking, you know, the Lord's gym shirts.
This is terrible. This is terrible on my knees. I can't wear these.
So Lauren was over, like, listen, Lauren Rannon's been on the podcast, and I had just gotten a haircut, and I toss and turn a lot when I sleep, so, like, fucking bed hair, and it was like into some sort of like faux hawk, and was like, oh nice, you're trying to, she's like, I think you could pull off a faux hawk, and I was like,
wow,
wait, is that a compliment? Like, I don't even know how to take that.
Yeah, right.
Oh my god, that was so popular like 10
I know.
Years ago.
It's still popular with the Latinos right now.
Right.
Yeah, it's still very
like
popular with the Latinos.
Latino culture.
Nice. Yeah, like the younger, I see, like the you know, junior high ageish, a little bit older.
I gotta share this story because it was very upsetting to me. And it was, it involved a young Latino man. So we did this thing.
Don't incriminate yourself.
My company. No. There's no written record here. And
I paid good money.
No. So what happened was, we were at the park, Rainbow Park in Silverthorne, yep. with like the company. It was like a get to know you like barbecue thing. So mostly when we do those kinds of events, I just concern myself with the grill work because I like to grill. So I made like
you do like to grill
burgers for like 40 people. It was awesome. Burgers and brats. So good. But so then they were like, so we got this drone now for the theater that we've been like flying over.
I wondered
the
how
site
you took that
shit.
Promo video, but yeah.
Like, so it's been really kind of fun to play with that. And so we decided to like, we took a video, a couple pictures of the group, like with the drone. So we were sitting on that hillside. It's kind of in where the soccer fields are. And there were these two Hispanic kids like running around, and it turns out they're Mexican. And I'm only saying that because they told me they were Mexican. So we were like all lining up on this thing. We're like running the drone. The kids are like running at the drone, like trying to swat it out of the air and shit. Like just being little pricks. And then they're like sitting in on these pictures. They're like sitting like it's a group of like 35 people, you know,
and
he's like sitting on the
and shit.
Yeah. And he's like trying to photobomb. And we're like, hey, man, can you let us take this picture? Like, how about you go, you know, go back to
you. They want you. Go back and be Mexican.
Why don't you go in back? Where
that's exactly what happened. So, that's exactly what happened. No, but here's, they were,
this is why the wall gets built.
It was like, it's like, hey, you need to, you know, just dude, like, can you just go? We're trying to take a picture with our group, and he goes, and these kids are just being dicks, like, and then this kid goes, he goes, it's a free country, and I was like, yeah, no, it totally is, but you know, we're trying to do our thing, and you're free to do your thing, but we're going to do our thing over here, and he goes. And then he's like, walk. And then they didn't listen. And eventually I was like, dude, just can you go away for a few minutes? Like, well, I'll show you the drone later. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. Just go. Can you please go over here? And he's like, it's a free country. And I was like, yeah. And you're free to do your own thing. Get out of here. And he goes, this is because I'm Mexican. And he runs away. And I was just like, and then everybody in the group was like, whoa, like what? This was like a bunch of white kids, you know, sure. And then like these two Mexican kids. And I was like, dude. And it just really upset me on like a real, like, That he on played, a base
that
level?
That he called you out like that?
That he played the race car?
No, that he was like...
That everyone knows your dirty secret?
No, mean, it just really upset me because I, you know, with all the stuff that's going on in the political arena these days...
You're not Mexican. I mean, you're not racist.
I'm not Mexican either. But
nor racist.
No, like, yeah. like these kids were cool. Very, like, yeah. I would have shown... Like, they were being dicks, but I was like, right. You know...
No.
That has nothing to do with you being Mexican. It just means that you're being a prick right now.
Yeah, you're being a shitty kid. Yeah, it has nothing to do with race. Yeah,
right.
I feel the same way about a lot of things, man. It's like maybe your kid was being a shitty kid.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what color you are.
It really doesn't.
Like if you're being
like,
a shitty
kid. To
most
people anymore, man, it doesn't matter.
That's the thing. Is like kids, like how old were these kids roughly?
I don't know, 9, 10.
Yeah, like that's just a shitty age, especially for boys, I think. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think girls too, but like boys, you know, there's like you're asserting yourself and like trying to figure out.
You're
boundaries.
Allowed to play without your parents there now, so you can go to the park by yourself.
He was showing off for his friends.
Sure.
Of course.
He was just being a dick, but I was just like. I was like, dude, come on, man. Like, why you got, how you gotta go? And then.
But there's no reasoning with him either.
It just upset me, like, that there's that sentiment. Like, he's hearing it somewhere. You know what I mean? That, like, white people don't like Mexicans.
Yeah, whatever, from like, the fucking, from the
news.
Presidential candidate.
I was like, and I think our community is actually very diverse. There's a huge, like, Hispanic population that is growing and becoming a very large portion of the permanent residents here in Summit County.
I mean, that's the country.
Yeah, and the country is...
In general, like, that's part of the why we're so angry, is that, like, hey, guess what? Being a white male, a Christian white male, doesn't put you in the minority anymore.
Anyway, I'm not saying I would kill that kid, but I definitely wouldn't fuck him. So
that's good. So you would marry him.
I guess
you would marry your little Mexican
boy. Just to prove him wrong.
Your little Mexican antagonist.
I'm going to teach you a lesson, Junior.
We're getting married, you and me. It's legal in this country. It's a free country, bitch.
It's a free country. I'm going to grab you up and marry you. Come on.
Oh,
go to the courthouse.
Oh, lords. Oh, lords. Anyway, I don't know. We got like four minutes left.
Man. Okay.
It's all good.
All right.
Who's Germ Jim?
Oh, he's the Canadian dude that sent us the topics.
Canadian dude. What's up,
yeah,
man? I didn't realize
that's the guy
that.
Who's like, do it, bitch.
Yeah, he's like, do it, you pussies.
I didn't actually send you the next email.
Oh,
but he
no
actually,
shit.
So I responded to that one in a sort of snarky way.
Oh.
And he actually sent us a very complimentary email. It was like, dude,
nah,
I just
cool
discovered
dude,
you guys.
He's,
like, I've been listening to everything you've done so
man,
far.
He's rocking us out, and he's representing for us up in Canada, man. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
You know how to spell Canada in Canadian, right?
How's that?
C-A. N A D A.
Yeah.
I actually just saw this cartoon where it was a Mountie getting like a physical from a doctor. And I was like, okay, say eh.
I have often dreamed of moving to Canada.
Yeah.
I think I would dig it. Like,
I've never been there, man. I'd like to go and experience it and
Vancouver
actually talk to people that
the
live there.
One of the prettiest cities I've ever seen.
Vancouver's,
in my life.
I've
Toronto,
heard Montreal.
Dude, I've heard. Montreal, yeah, dude. Like, no, it looks, gorgeous, man. There's a. Yeah, there's this funny ass video online, man, from this Canadian. He's talking about Trump and Hillary and shit like that, dude. And he's like, "And you want to build a wall, America? Well, we're way ahead of you."
Yeah,
he's like building the wall on the Canadian border.
Yeah,
I understand why you want to leave. We've got the good health care. We've got the good stuff, you know, and all this and that.
I've never heard your Canadian accent, but it's actually really good.
Yeah,
I really like it.
No, I watched a lot of. Bob and Doug McKenzie when I was a little kid.
Take off to the gray white north. Yeah. Take off.
Now they had records before the movie. They were based off characters.
Shit.
Yeah, that movie was based off characters that they used to do on records and skits.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Strange Brew was the end of that career.
Okay.
Versus the beginning.
Did you ever watch Trailer Park Boys?
Oh, of course.
That's a funny ass show.
So that's I'm making my way through 30 Rock.
So on the movie
about
Strange Brew, when they're going and watching the movie Strange Brew at the very beginning, and they're like, "We're gonna take some moths, eh?" And you know, and all this and that. On the movie they were doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, "Ah, this sucks. They did all this on the record."
That's why
everybody gets pissed off and leaves the movie theater and they do the moths and and all that. So that's why
crazy, man.
Yeah, I used to listen to their albums and their tapes and all that shit. Yeah, yeah, they were just funny, you know.
Man, Canada seems like such a cool place. Everyone's so nice.
Go visit.
I want to go.
You killed him.
Well, I'm gonna go.
My brother's
gonna go
a murderer.
I'm gonna go up to St. Catherine, and which is
the Shakespeare Festival or something.
Welland. Well, there is actually in Stratford. It's Stratford.
Okay.
And it's the largest Shakespeare festival in the world.
Yeah.
And it's in Canada, and our theater is taking a group up in August, which, of course, nice. I won't be able to go.
Right, because you're going to be slaving away.
Because I will be here getting rid of all the sets and building the next one.
But when are you going to Canada?
I want to go. I want to go up to Welland, and I want to go to.
Where is that?
Well, it's like south of Toronto. It's near Niagara Falls. It's
okay.
Like,
so yeah,
yeah. Or, because so my the favorite east side of,
southeastern Canada.
My favorite. my favorite group of Mini Wargaming.
Oh.
They're based in Welland, Ontario.
Oh wow! I bet you get to go and tour the factory. I bet if you wanted to,
you we can go. Oh yeah, come on.
Oh, well, you could come on in.
I could play battle reports, and then I could challenge them, and it would be really fun.
No, I think you could probably just like most factories tour the factory and check that shit out.
I think it's just like a group.
No, this is like a group of guys. They produce like internet content.
Yeah, they just like go play.
Oh okay. Oh okay. I got you.
They do all kinds
you
of
should
stuff.
Do that.
I do want to go
steal their secrets.
I'd have to go
so
all the way to the UK
that.
To see the Games Workshop.
See, I feel like I would be more interested in Southwest Canada as opposed to Southeast Canada.
BC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Vancouver's gorgeous.
Vancouver
based
is
on,
the prettiest
based
city
on
I've ever seen in my life.
The absolute minimal knowledge I have of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen a lot of like Google Earth shots and pictures and photos of Southwestern Canada, and it looks gorgeous. I'm sure Southeastern Canada is gorgeous too, man. Mm-hmm.
So Germ Jam, we got a little off topic, but I think we've all decided on different people we'd marry. Fuck.
Oh, that's interesting,
which
man.
Is,
yeah,
that's in that group. Rare.
Yeah.
So so Germ Jam, question for you: marry, fuck, kill. Ben, Max, Benji. They're right back at you. Do it, you pussy. Do it.
Tell Prime Minister Trudeau that you want to marry all three of us.
That's right.
I think it's legal in that country,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Polygamy and...
thanks for the topic, Jeremy, man. That's awesome, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
We love you representing for Canada. That's awesome, man.
We'll get you that shirt, man.
Yeah.
Thanks
absolutely.
For downloading and listening to Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast.
We might need you to send us some shipping and handling on that bit. So.
We're going
to
need some... I'm not sure what the international postage
I don't know
is.
What you know about America, but you know we like to charge the shit out of everybody.
But we struggle.
Hey, make sure you subscribe on whatever podcaster you might be listening to us on. Check out all the podcasts on the website, ignorantanduninformed.com. You can also check us out on Facebook. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/ignorantanduninformed, or twank us on Twitter. Send us a topic. Questions make the best topics. Of course, the Twitter handle is @IgAndUn. And we're going to be back next week with a brand new epidose, a hot-ass freshness all up in your grill. Open up. Peace out.